Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Tuesday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The study, an educational private institution in Saldanha, painted the snowbank blue in front of the facility for Go Blue Day, an awareness event associated with April's Child Abuse Prevention Month on Friday, March 31st. Abby Struford with South Central Alliance for Family Resilience explained the event.
April is Child Abuse Prevention Month, but to kick that off, there is a nationally recognized day, which is Go Blue Day, March 31st. And here at the study, we went full on, painted the snowbank blue, put up a big sign that's going to get a lot of eyes on it as they're driving down Kobuk. And we're just trying to make a statement that this needs to end. It's happening all around us, and it's time to talk about it.
South Central Alliance for Family Resilience is focused on educating the Central Kenai Peninsula communities on PACEs, with an extra emphasis on resilience and protective factors. They're working toward a more trauma-informed, resilient community by leading the effort to integrate trauma-informed plus resiliency training, support, and resources to all. Struford outlines upcoming events during the month of April provided by the Alaska Children's Trust.
So statewide, there's some opportunities. Alaska Children's Trust has put on four different opportunities that can be attended virtually. So on April 6th, there is a Keeping Kids Safe on the Internet course offered. On April 12th, there's a Circle of Security, which is a little bit more for the parents. It's like a parenting educational program. And then there is also on April 19th, we have a course that's being offered here in our state by some experts on how to prevent sexual abuse of our children. And then finally, we have on April 28th, Healthy Outcomes from Positive Experiences. And all of those webinars and virtual opportunities can be found on AlaskaChildrensTrust.org website.
You'll find that link on our story at RadioKenai.com. To continue the movement on the Kenai, there'll be a town hall at the Peninsula Center Mall on Saturday, June 3rd. Struford explains.
So raising awareness is part of it, but really that action is the next step and what's going to really move the marble with child abuse prevention here. So I'm asking everyone in our community has a role in this. And so we're really trying to direct people to an opportunity in June. On June 3rd, it's going to be a town hall and a family day. And we will be unveiling some data from a community needs assessment that closed on January 31st. We had over 800 people respond to that assessment, and we're looking at the accessibility, the affordability, and the user-friendliness to 10 vital services here in our community.
The town hall will begin at noon on Saturday, June 3rd, with a free obstacle course hosted by River City Cheer, followed by the meeting at 3. Food and child care will be available. The City of Seward is now offering two new online cemetery maps through the city's website. The first map, available on the city's website, focuses on the burial locations of your loved ones and contains associated headstone pictures and or obituaries. The map shows where individuals are laid to rest within the city cemeteries around the city of Seward. Instructions on how to use the map are provided in a short video on the website. Plot information includes headstone photos and associated obituaries. The second map is for the public to add or edit any information that they may want to contribute. The map is for the public to add or to edit any information in the cemetery map. Attachments can be uploaded to individuals such as headstone photos or associated obituaries. All edits will be reviewed by the community development staff. Instructions, visit the story at RyuKenai.com. And for more on the cemetery index, you'll find links on the story at RyuKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.